Hello and welcome to Gaming with X3 News with me, your host, Jack Fuller. This is the weekly podcast where I talk about everything gaming news related. So without further ado, on top of my agenda is Max Payne 3. So Max Payne 3 came out last week and I've completed it, wrote my review, and it is incredible. Now, Max Payne 3 does something really, really well, and that's tell a story. It's adult, it's harrowing, and it's dark. It's very, very adult. I wouldn't recommend it to any kids below the age of 18. I think it truly deserves its 18 certificate. It is excellent storytelling. The narrative is perfect. Voice acting is excellent. It is everything you want from a Rockstar game. Rockstar games always have this unique style to them, and they're always fantastic, and Max Payne 3 is no exception to this rule. It is awesome. But what I really wanted to talk about was the interesting news that Max Payne 3 actually beat Diablo 3 in the sales race. Max Payne 3 came up trumps over Blizzard's Diablo 3 by 8,000 copies. Now that's insane. That is quite a significant number because Diablo 3 had this massive, massive hype train behind it. And I was expecting it to sell millions. Even I'm considering getting Diablo 3 and I'm not a big PC player. But Max Payne 3 held its own and sold 8,000 copies more. Coming up behind it in third place was FIFA Street and Sniper Elite version 2, and Prototype was 6th, Prototype 2 that is, was 6th, and Call of Duty and Battlefield are still on there. So, it doesn't look like there's much variation. There's quite a few first-person shooters on there, and also quite a few sports games. But, it was just interesting to see Rockstar beat Blizzard, and I think Diablo 3 will continue to sell more consistently, whereas Max Payne 3 has probably hit its peak around probably last week when it came out. I doubt it'll sell many more. But Diablo 3 will continue to sell quite a lot of copies. So Blizzard shouldn't be too worried. I reckon Diablo 3 will take the top spot. Maybe this week. But this week Ghost Recon and Dragon's Dogma come out. So that was just a quick bit of news. What I really would like to talk about is Bungie's new game. You should recognise the name Bungie because it's affiliated with all the Halo games. Up until this point, Halo has been made by Bungie. And now 343 have taken the reins. But that's a whole different story. What's interesting is that the ex-employees of Infinity Ward and Activision are having a bit of a court case concerning various details. But what has been made public is Bungie's contract with Activision, because Activision are the company who are now going to be publishing Bungie games. Now, Bungie are currently under contract to develop 4 sci-fantasy action shooter games. Now, if you put the words sci-fantasy action shooter games in a sentence with Bungie, you immediately think of Halo, okay? But this game has the codename Destiny, and these Destiny games are set for a release of fall of 2013, followed by subsequent releases in the fall of 2015, 2017, and 2019. Okay, so we're getting 4 games from Bungie. In addition to all this, Bungie has agreed to create 4 downloadable expansion packs known as Comet, which will release in the fall of 2014, 2016, 2018, and 2020. So we've got about an 8-year deal going on here with Bungie and Activision, which is really, really interesting because it means Bungie are going to be working really, really hard to get all this content out. And I am super excited to see what they come up with. But the problem is, like I mentioned before, you say the words sci-fantasy action shooter game with Bungie and you immediately think of Halo. Now, I would like Bungie to move away from the whole genre and go somewhere completely different. I would really like to see them do something completely, completely out of the blue. Now, they brought the first-person shooter onto a console, which was believed to be a PC genre game. And they did that fantastically. And that's one of the Xbox's biggest successes. So I reckon it'd be good for Bungie to move on, not do a shooter, maybe do something more interesting, maybe like an RPG, sword fighting RPG, something like that. I'd really like to see Bungie do something completely different. Now, what is also interesting is that these games, or the first Destiny, should I say, will be arriving on the Xbox 360 and what is referred to in the contract as the Xbox 720. So the first game will hit the Xbox, both Xboxes, in fall of 2013. And then hit the PlayStation 3 in the fall of 2014 after a joint technical feasibility analysis. So basically they're saying if it can be developed for PS3. But at the moment it is mainly just for Xbox 360. What I want you to take back from this is that none of this is set in stone, okay? This was the contract that was signed in April 2010 and it's been 2 years since then. So the code names may have changed, the details may have changed, But what is interesting also is the royalty payments and bonuses Bungie get if they manage to pull off a 90 or better percent score on game rankings. They get a 2.5 million bonus. What they also get as a bonus is allowing 5% of its staff to make a new version of Marathon, which is Bungie's original shooter that debuted in the 1990s. Now that is a long, long time ago. And obviously Bungie are focusing around the shooting genre. But it'd be interesting to see if they can bring back a game from the 1990s and make it current. If anyone could do it, it's Bungie. I have a lot of faith in Bungie and I think they could do it. But with only 5% of its staff, you can't expect this game to come out very, very soon. What we should take from this is Activision are pushing Bungie really, really hard. And that's what Microsoft did with Bungie when it came to Halo 2. And Halo 2 was the weakest out of the three games. So I think Activision may want to take the pedal off a bit and let Bungie work at his own pace, because then they'll come up with some truly fantastic games. So moving on to our last section of the day, it's E3 2012. And E3 2012 is right around the corner. Kicks off on June the 4th with the Microsoft keynote. But what I wanted to talk about more specifically was the Wii U controller. Okay, a photo was tweeted by a Q&A tester at Traveller's Tales, and it showed the new design for the Wii U controller. Now, not much has changed. The only changes that have really taken place are the reposition of the plus and minus buttons, the addition of a Wii U logo at the bottom, and the fact that the microphone has been positioned at the centered bottom. What is the biggest change, however, is the change from the Nintendo 3DS styled sliders to the proper analog sticks. Now, this has implications that Nintendo are definitely aiming at a more hardcore audience. You can tell if a console is hardcore just by its controller. The Wii had motion controller, and motion controller in this day and age are not considered to be very hardcore friendly. Kinect is not considered to be hardcore friendly. PlayStation Move is not considered to be hardcore friendly. If you want to attract the hardcore, you've got to have a proper handheld controller with proper analog sticks, proper D-pad, triggers, the whole shebang. And Nintendo are obviously attempting to do this. I'm really, really looking forward to the Wii U, except I'm very sceptical at the same time. You see, the Wii didn't have a very long lifespan. And the Wii U, even though it's more powerful, it will not be as powerful as the Xbox 720 or PlayStation 4. We'll call them that for the moment. It won't be as powerful as them. And this kind of leads me to think, how long will the Wii U shelf life last? The Wii has died out in the last few years. The only decent game, I think, to come out of it in the last 6 months is Nintendo's Zelda Skyward Sword. And that's about it. You really haven't heard much at all about the Wii lately. But this Wii U is much more powerful. It's meant to be about 20% more powerful than the current Xbox 360. This is interesting because it means that developers will be able to put those third-party games, such as Assassin's Creed 3, which is coming to the Wii U, they'll be able to put games like that onto the console. And with the added bonus of the analog sticks, it'll be much easier to control, say, Connor in Assassin's Creed 3. It's really interesting because Nintendo got a lot of criticism for having those sliders on their console. And they've obviously taken that into the design product and changed it up, which is really good to see. I love watching companies take on that criticism and turn it into something brilliant. Now, everybody's eyes will be on the Wii U at E3 2012. They won't be announcing the price, which is probably a smart move because it could put people off straight away, just like that. But they really need to sell it, because if they do it well, the hype will just build up from E3 2012 to when it is released, which is around the fall time. So I reckon November, September, you will be seeing the Wii U come to shelves around that time. So they really have to sell it at E3. E3 2012 is, well, any E3 is a business. You pitch your ideas. Those keynotes, the Microsoft keynote, the Sony keynote, and the Nintendo keynote are all business pitches. They are all selling their games for the next year until the next E3. And Microsoft and Sony really have to pull out something in the bag if they want to draw that attention from Nintendo's next console. Because they have announced that their next console will not be at E3. Which is kind of a surprise, because they're kind of holding it late. And if they hold it on for too long, the Wii U will get a head start. And that's what the Xbox 360 had over the PS3. It had a whole year's head start, and the PS3 is still catching up. So, to bring things to a close, E3 2012 is going to be an interesting year for Nintendo fans. I think Microsoft and Sony are going to be left on the sidelines if Nintendo can pull it off really, really well. All eyes will be on Nintendo, definitely. Even I will be watching the Nintendo keynote when I usually don't bother with anything else apart from the Microsoft keynote. So, thank you for listening, guys. I've been Jack Fuller. This has been Gaming with X3 News, and I'll speak to you guys next week.